What's up, my peoples? Y'all, what's up, y'all? It's a girl, Sharonana, and we back at it again. As you guys know, season 6 is just dedicated to me. That's what the Most High gave me the message to just tell y'all. Season 6 is about reflecting and enjoying your presence and really being appreciative of what you already have. So today we have a very special and amazing message for today. We gonna start the situation. All right, you already know we just gotta do the damn thing and just start the thing off right and just all have vibes. Okay, so the first song and artist that's coming to your airway right now is called Her. Not me, but her, but still me though. And this song is called Focus. And that's what I want y'all to do. I want y'all to focus on me. Period. Let's get right into it. So the song of the day, or the first song, is called Focus. Let's get into it.
Can you focus on me? Baby, can you focus on me? Hands in the soap, how the faucet's running out. I keep looking at you. Stuck on your phone, now you're stuck in your zone. You don't ever cook, but I don't want to give up. Want you to get up. Lately I've been a little lit up. Wish you would just focus on me. Can you focus on me? Baby, can you focus on me?
Caught that vibe, you know what I'm saying? That's the one and only Her. Okay, so like I told you guys, today is gonna be, you know, a beautiful podcast today. So what I want to do next is get into myself, right? So I want to dive back into my poems, right? So this is I'm Dreaming Big. I'm going to be reading from my book, my poems and songbook, I'm Dreaming Big, which is available on Amazon. All you have to do is search my name, Sharadonna Fiona Wilson, or you could just type Sharadonna, because you already know I'm the one and only. Okay, so I want to read this poem for you guys, and then what we're going to do is get into some more quotes and affirmation. Some it's created, some I put together, so you already know I'm focused on me and we just making it work, right? So let's get into it. So this poem is called In Love. Guys, I'm in love. I'm in love. Yes, in love with self. Okay, so let's get into it. It took me a lifetime to love myself. What's next in love for me? Loving me. I was once depressed, overweight, lack confident, and unclear about my true purpose. The universe has revealed my true purpose when I dove into myself. I am truly enjoying my process. I have created a natural, custom designed body, in shape and full of confidence. I would say I'm in the best shape and space of my life. I'm about to make this bread. I'm making this bread. 555 is what I see. 111 is so clear to see. I'm in love. I'm setting a financial foundation with my passion, creativity, and clear determination. I'm in love. I will travel the world. The focus is not the love of a man at this time. The focus is passion, finance, drive, and lifestyle. I will travel a lot and meet some amazing people. I will be famous this year. 333. It's been rough and painful. I'm in love, but I made up my mind. I will receive an award for all my pain and suffering. I will not stop in the middle of the race. Giving up isn't an option. I will allow all this pain to push me through my greatest altitude. No one can break me. No one can stop me. I am a champion. The only way I lose if I quit. I won't allow it. I am a champion. Champions win. I am a winner. I'm in love. Thank you. All right, so that one is called In Love. Okay, so like I said, it's available on Amazon. Go and support, you know, your girl. And I have other products that I think you guys will really, really love. I have my journals, and I also have my series. It's called Blue Eyes, a Magnificent Dog. And it is about a amazing dog called Blue Eyes, which is our family dog. And I think you guys will really, really appreciate that. Okay, so go check that out. The next thing I want to talk to you guys about right now, or read to you guys right now, is just some quotes, you know, that I want to share with you guys. So here goes. Sometime when the people you love the most hurt you, just be quiet. Because if your words wasn't enough, if your silence is not enough, then your words won't matter. I'm read that again. So basically it's saying like when people that you love the most love you, sometimes when the people you love the most hurt you, just be quiet. Because if your love wasn't enough, that means your words will never even matter. And that is so, so true. So as we become our greatest version, like the Most High is going to continue to give us tests and challenge us to see, did we learn the lesson? And all I can say, I believe in myself and I'm committed to my path without anybody else. Like, I'm still committed. It's Tuesday, and I say on Tuesday I do my podcast, so that's what I'm doing. So, of course, we're doing it a little bit different. I decided I'm not going to do the visual today. Like I said, season 6, we're just going to focus on us. We're just going to focus on us, and we dive in deep. Right? Okay. Be careful who you build with, because they will use you for your foundation and finish the structure with someone else. And we see this time and time again. So I know in my season right now, I have to be very, very careful who I attach myself with and who I give my presence and my time to. So I'm just so happy the Most High continue to give me provision and continue to give me the download to be able to guide me in my right direction. All right. Right to my legacy. Shout out. If you know, you know, right? But yeah, I do want to give a shout out to Legacy 100%. And I want to give a shout out to my kids, Joseph and Isabella. I want to give a shout out to me. I want to give a shout out to me for being so resilient, for being bossy saucy, for being determined, for being beautiful. You know, for being authentic, for being brilliant, for being phenomenal, for being outstanding, for being compassionate and have empathy for people, because I've learned and I know that hurt people. So when people try to hurt you, it's important to just take a step back. I'm just so grateful for myself and how the Most High made me, because when he made the mold of me, after that he broke it, because I know there's nobody like me, nobody loved like me. So I have to be real, real careful, but in the same time, I know that I have a beautiful heart and I'm here for greatness, period. And so my next quote is, be with someone who would take care of you, not materialistically, but take care of your soul, your well-being, your heart, and everything that you are. And that is so, so important to me, that, you know, the person that I love just take care of my heart and take care of my soul, you know, as well as my body. And yes, of course he gonna spoil me, but that's not the end game, you know, in terms of everything. Because you can have, like, your person can give you everything, but then don't give you any time. Like, that's useless. So I want my person gives me his heart and his time and his soul, you know, and materialistic things. Speaking of that, guys, you know what I'm saying? I just gotta give y'all a vibe right quick, because my king makes sure that I'm good. Always check on me, you know, always tell me that he loves me, that always, you know, even when he's busy, he always make time to check in and say, babes, I love you. You okay? And I love that about him. All right. So without further ado, I want to just do this song right now. Shout out to the man himself, the one and only Alkaline. And this one is called Spoil You, because my baby spoils me in a good way. Let's get into it. Yes.
My pretty for every side. Yeah. Well. I'm growing. I show my baby. And you're my baby. All that, you know I'm all that. My level of track. Yes. Nope. Where you like, that's the way I love. Go get your stuff. Just me and you. Yes. Hey. Uh-huh. I hear from you, know when your birthday comes. Why you get to anything you like, long as you are right to me, right? Papa slice, you already know it. Pop, my pretty by every side. Well. Yes, that was the man himself right there, the one and only Alkaline. And let me clear my throat. Okay, so we're going to move in right along back to the quotes I want to, like the messages I want to read to you guys. All right, so the next one I want to talk about is, the next quote is, you must understand that it's going to take a lot of people to get you there. It takes rejection and redirection. It takes loss, battles, and resiliency. It takes hurt, pain, and healing. You don't just show up at the top. You must work for your growth. And that is so, so true. Because I know right now I'm working for my growth. Like, when you are really, you know, manifesting your dreams and becoming your greatest version, there is going to be a lot of sacrifices, a lot of battles. It's going to be a lot that you have to endure, and you're going to have to know, like, everything has happened for your greater good. And that's what I continue to just tell myself, like, everything has happened for my greater good. Even when people, you know, be mean to you, or, you know, they ghost you, or they talk shit, or whatever the case may be, like, just know, just have that perspective to know that it's happening for you. If people leave out of your life, say thank you, because you are the prize. And speaking of the prize, my next quote is, a good woman, she is water, powerful enough to drown you, soft enough to cleanse you, and deep enough to save you. So don't get it twisted, right? So I already know I am the chosen one. I am here for a purpose. I am an asset to anybody, right? Including myself. And that's how we have to have that mindset for yourself, right? So my next one is, I know for me, I'm marrying a king that I didn't have to give a million chances to, because he appreciates me the first time. From the first time he saw me, he knew I was going to be his wife. He knows that. And I love that. So I just feel like that's so powerful, right? So the thing I want to get to next is, success builds on success. If you stay focused on one thing that matters day in and day out, you will continue to be successful. And I also, my next quote is, I am not fragile like a flower. I'm fragile like a bomb. So I already know, the people who, like, I think Will Smith say that, you know, don't be around people who piss on your fire. You need to have people that put, you know, wood on your log, you know, that flame your fire. So it's important to have that discernment, to not let nobody, you know, make you blow up. But just
you better know, don't fuck with the Empress. She is not to be fucked with. I am not a dolly. You can't come play with me. I don't want nobody come play with me. Because, yeah, she can't go off whenever. But at the same time, when you become your greatest version, you got to know when. You got to know when to do what. And that's what I'm learning. Learning how to keep your energy and keep yourself to yourself. There's another saying, say, like, when you get angry, you are punishing yourself for somebody else's mistake. So when you think about that and have that perspective, you got to know, like, yo, what I'm getting upset for? Okay, if this person didn't do what they said they was going to do, that's not my problem. That's their loss, right? So, yeah, I'm already a boss and leader. What am I worried about? All I got to do is go and crush it every single day, right? And so, yeah, so what I want to do is get into, you already know one of my favorite books is Think and Grow Rich. And this gives great value. No matter how many times I go through this big book, I always find, like, great insight what I want to share with you guys. So this is the Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and this is the one with the blue copy. This is the original version, you know what I'm saying? We got the original version. Okay, so we're gonna go to get to my page. Okay, we on, so the chapter that I wanted to talk about is, It's part of chapter 13, and it says how to outwit the six ghosts of fear. Take an inventory of yourself as you read this and find out how many of the ghosts stands in your way. So as you know, when we're focusing on ourselves, we have to learn about ourselves and what makes us tick, what makes us happy, what excites us, and all these things. So this is why I wanted to read this section for you guys, because it can really help you. Make sure you guys go get the book. And if you guys go to amazon.com/author/Sheridana, the book, this book is one of my books that I recommended, so you could buy it easily. All right, so let's get into it. Before you can put any portion of the Think and Grow Rich philosophy into successful use, your mind must be prepared to receive it. The preparation is not difficult. It begins with study, analysis, and an understanding of the three enemies which you shall have to clear out. So true. Let's get into it. There are indecision, doubt, and fear. The sixth sense will never function while these three negatives or any one of them remains in your mind. The members of this unholy trio are closely tied. Where one is found, the other two are close at hand. Indecision is the seizing of fear. And remember this as you read. Indecision crystallizes doubt. The two blend and become fear. This blending process often is slow. This is one reason why these three enemies are so dangerous. They germinate and grow without these present being observed. The reminder of this chapter describes an end which must be attained before the Think and Grow Rich philosophy as a whole can be put into practical use. It also analyzes a condition which has reduced large amount of people to poverty and its state of truth, which must be understood by all who would accumulate riches, whether measured in terms of money or a state of mind of far greater value than money. Let us now turn the spotlight on the cause and the cure of the six basic fears. Before you can master an enemy, you must know its name, its habit, and its place of abode. As you read, analyze yourself carefully and determine which, if any, of these six common fears have attached themselves to you. Do not be deceived by the habit of these subtle enemies. Sometimes these remain hidden in the subconscious mind, where they are difficult to locate and still more difficult to eradicate. The six basic fears. There are six basic fears, with some combination of which every human being suffered at one time or another. Most people are fortunate if they do not suffer from the entire six. Name in the order of their most common appearance, there are the fear of poverty, at the heart of most people's worries, the fear of criticism, the fear of ill health, the fear of loss of love of someone, the fear of old age, and the fear of death. All other fears are of minor importance. They can be grouped under the six healing. The prevalence of these fears as a cure of the world runs in cycle from almost 6 years. While the depression was on, we fluttered in the cycle of fear of poverty. During World War I, we were in the cycle of the fear of death. Just following the world, we were in the cycle of the fear of ill will, as evidenced by the epidemic of disease, which spread all over the world. I just wanted to touch a basis on that, just to give you guys just a perspective of what we have to overcome to really become our greatest version, to really be rich, to really think rich. And this book is, this was the inner loop of the book, and it's just a whole vibe. I don't want to read too much because I need for y'all to go and do y'all own due diligence on that, but I felt like that was super, super powerful. I wanted to just share with you guys with that. I know for me, what I'm doing is I'm working on myself, working on my happiness, my mindset, working on my generational wealth, working on my relationship with the Most High, and of course, working on my relationship with my King and my partner, right? And like I said, that chapter is just a whole vibe because it really put things in perspective on what we have to do to become our greatest version, right? So I wanna just, you know what I'm saying? I wanna just get into the thing right now. Thinking about riches, we going to the next artist right now. I'ma send my love that song, yeah. And this song is by a new artist that came on the scene, and his name is Valiant. Even though this song been out for about 6 months now, but it seems like it just came out. But 6 months is not too long. Okay, and this one is called North Carolina. Let's get into it. Valiant. Yeah. Career Rich over here. Rich. Top Dog, Sheridana, let's go. Yes.
And you're looking like you see, you know what's in the charge
up. Puh, no stop, no stop, no. What up, pull it up. Pull it up. Portmore, Kingston, J.A., Y-Tos, Wagwan.
Hey. 100 million and nothing to withdraw, don't. And you're looking in my eyes, you know what's on the charge up.
Work. You know I'm bougie and my lifestyle, I'm moving.
And you know what I mean.
You know, sir, I know.
Money there, I pile up.
Hey, can't broke.
Ah, 100 million, on the people draw down. When you look in my eyes, you know it's gonna charge up.
Hey, I'm by a building and like the night. Okay, in the tanu.
How we run up down with the new road, with the new road. Ah, 100 million ain't nothing for a dry dumb. When you're looking at my eyes, you know it's for a charge up.
Me have them getting on me, what's that drink and it's your own. Ooh, is this? Ah, that song is so. So good. That song is just so good. Shout out to Valia. Masam Angle that song did. That's all I have to say. That song is just so fire. I just can't even help myself. You know what I'm saying? 100 million and a nothing for a dry dung. When you're looking at my eyes, you know some charge up. If you can't look at my right now, you know some a charge up. You listen to my voice, so you know some a charge up. You know what I'm saying? My baby know I'm charged up. Period. Okay? All right, so what I want to do right now is give y'all my little quote. You know what I'm saying? The Most High has shifted me to be chosen and qualified. Okay? I'm qualified for this. I was born for this. It's come easy and naturally. Doing my podcast come with ease and effort. Some of just my life is tailor-made for me. I say shout out to the Most High. Shout out for me for listening and going through my path. Shout out to my brand, Shirt On Designs. Okay, we're gonna hear a message from my sponsor in about a minute or so. But before that, I want to give y'all my other quote. I smile, but I'm dangerous. Don't play with me. Don't play with it. Don't play with it. Don't play with it. You know what I'm saying? I came here to slay all day. Sometimes we get in a mood where we feel some type of way, but at the end of the day, the Most High is always going to tap on your shoulder like, yo, I've worked for do. Like, this grand day, you know? Like, last night I was feeling some type of way, and the Most High woke me up on this great, great day and said, you a millionaire. Let's get to work. Okay, we got to speak things into existence. Let go of everything that don't serve you. Okay? Because at the end of the day, true love has no expiration date. You love yourself. So if you love yourself, all you're going to do is attract love. And whoever is not supposed to be in your life, them I got to get minus, period. And you got to know everybody who is not supposed to be in your life, they just not going to be in your life. Okay? And certain people are or not, they're not worthy enough to be in front of the Empress. And I'm okay with that. And I'm like, thank you God for giving me that download. This chapter of my life is called promotion. And everybody can't get none of my blessing. Everybody can't get none of my anointed. Everybody can't get my love. And without that, with that said, I want to give you like the next, you know what I'm saying? The next song. Because my Empress talked to me. My king talks to me like, babes, it's just, you just,
I'm just so happy you're in my life. You're just perfect. You're perfect for me. And I'm like, so you right? Let's get into it. The one and only Mont himself, Alkaline. I'm perfect. I'm perfectly made. Let's get into it. Hey. I'm perfect. My body perfect. No, I'm gonna have to put that one back.
I'm just saying Alkaline is really that man, for real, for real. He's like my top tier artist, period. And his name just speaks volume. I mean, Alkaline, we know Alkaline is good for us. So Alkaline is good for me. Shout out to the man himself, right? So that was called Perfect. So speaking of perfect, I'm going to give you guys my other quote. And then we're going to have a message from our sponsor, right? So when you strive to become better than you are, everything around you become better too. True. That's a word. And for me, I just realized I don't want to move fast, right? I want to move correctly. I just don't want to waste no time. And that's like how I'm doing my thing right now. I don't want to waste no time. Speaking about wasting no time, let's hear a message from our sponsor. We'll be right back. Shirdon Designs is a fashion brand that offers innovative and stylish clothing options for women who want to express themselves through fashion. The company was founded by Shirdonna Fiona Wilson, a Jamaican native who has made her mark in the fashion industry as a leader and innovator. At Sheridan Designs, each piece is carefully crafted with attention to detail and quality materials. The clothing options range from formal dresses to casual wear, each with a unique style and design. Sheridan Designs is a company that values individuality and strives to create pieces that will help women feel confident, powerful, and beautiful. Luxury style curation uniquely made for you by Sheridan Designs. As DC premier luxury custom fashion design brand, Sheridan Designs provides you with a custom design that will have you looking and feeling your best. We cover it all in our elegant Sheridan way: fashion, beauty, hair, and style. Let's make your next special event experience a glamorous one to remember. Luxury style curation, uniquely made for you by Sheridan Designs. Book your consultation now at SheridanDesigns.com. That's SheridanDesigns.com. SheridanDesigns. SheridanDesigns.com. Now back to our show. And welcome back to our show. Okay, guys. So as you guys know, we were just talking about, our podcast is always talking about becoming our greatest version and walking in love, you know, and once we are our greatest version, or once we become better, we attract better, right? So my next quote is, you must heal the roots to stabilize a tree. And what that means is, as we are diving into ourselves, because to become your greatest version, you have to go within. You have to know that you must go in and tap in to figure out, you know, what childhood scars that you have and what you need to work on. So stabilizing the root, what as a child hurt you, and that's what it means. So we have to tap into oneself, right? So that's what that means to me. You must heal the roots to stabilize the tree. Okay, so as you guys know, I want to go back into the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, because this book is so very, very insightful. Okay, so the chapter that I wanted to take on today or talk about right now is it's chapter, hold on, I just had it, chapter 10, I believe. It's about the mutation. What? Hold on, guys. Okay, chapter 10. Yeah, I was right. Chapter 10, and let's get into it. In chapter 10, it's called The Mystery of Sex Mutation, right? The 10th step to riches. This is the 10th step to riches. And as you know, guys, becoming your greatest version, you have to learn how to control all aspects of yourself: mind, body, soul, and spirit. That means you have to learn how to control that sexual urge and really use that energy to transmute into power and to action. Okay, so let's get into it so you guys understand. If you guys haven't read this book, then let me read it. And if you have, you already know what I mean. Okay, for the fellas, I know certain people, they was like, oh, I could never go without sex. Da 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 da. Look, if you want to become your greatest version, you're going to, the things that you love the most, you're going to have to give it up for a while. Just know that. Oh, God, period. Moving right along. Okay, so chapter 10, The Mystery of Sex Mutation. Okay. The meaning of the word transmute is in simple language, the changing or transferring of one element or form of energy into another. So you're changing that sexual energy into something else. So you're transmuting it, right? The emotion of sex brings
into being a state of mind. Because of ignorance on the subject, the state of mind is generally associated only with the physical side of human nature. And because of the improper influence to which most people have been subjective in acquiring their knowledge about sex, this emphasis on the purely physical aspect of sex has created strong and often destructive basis in most people's minds. That is so true. Okay. The emotion of sex has back of its possibility of three construction possibilities. Perpetuation of human race, the maintenance of sound physical and emotional health, the transmutation of mediocrity into genius through transmutation. Sexual transmutation, which is involved in the three construction possibilities, potentially is simple and easily explained. It means the switching of one's mind or dominating mental focus from thoughts and consequence action of a merely physical expression to thoughts and consequence action of another nature. It does not mean any sense celibacy or repression of natural instinct. It does mean approaching sex, engaging in sexual conduct from a completely positive, completely constructive, balanced, and appropriate state of mind. Sexual desire is the most powerful of human desires. It exercises in proper relation and preparation to all other aspects of life and positive and healthy. People who are driven by these desires in the positive construct sense can channel it to develop neediness of imagination, courage, willpower, persistence, and creativity, ability that all but unknown to other times. So strong and impelling is the desire for sexual contact that some people freely run the risk and reputation to indulge it. When harnessed and redirected constructively, this motivation force maintains all of its attributes of keens and imagination, courage, and so forth, which may be used as powerful creative force in literal art or in any other profession, calling, or undertaking, including, of course, an accumulation of riches. And what that means is when you're having a vibe, when you feel in some type of way and you know you don't have the right partner to be able to do that, or you're just not in the space where you could connect with that person, you have to use that energy to be able to cultivate and be super creative, because really it's a buildup of, you know, like greatness right there. And when you release it, it's kind of like you lose some of your power. So if you can just hold tight to some of your power as long as you can, then you could, when I say I was a manifesting beast, this is one of the reasons why, because I was keeping all my power to myself, to be able to manifest everything like that I've been doing. Like, because who else, you know, have a fashion brand, have a beauty brand, have a media empire, teaches, right, do modeling. I do my I have my own books. I've created books and journals like it's nobody's business. My body's been in the best shape. My mind and my mindset is top tier. Like, I'm an amazing mom. Like, what? Like, how do you think I'm doing all these things? Because I'm staying focused and I'm challenging, you know, and redirecting that energy so I could be successful and more successful. Yes, I love sex like everybody else, but we don't have to focus on that. Use that energy that you have for sex for something that's going to give you riches, right? So you're thinking and you're growing rich. So that's what I've been doing, thinking and growing rich. Let's talk about it. The transmutation of sex energy call for the exercise of willpower. So the people who say, oh, I could never, not have sex for a while because you have no willpower. And if you have no willpower, how can you be successful in all areas of your life? It's just not going to work. Anyway, moving right along. To be sure. But the reward is worth the effort. So true. The desire for sexual expression is inborn and natural. Yes. The desire cannot and should not be submerged or eliminated. Of course not. We want to have sex. It's natural. We're supposed to do that. But it should not be allowed to dominate or dictate one's behavior. Period. That's the key word. It should not dominate or dictate one's behavior. Those are the key words, and I have those highlighted. It should be given an extra outlet through forms of expression which enrich the body, mind, and spirit. If not given this form of outlet through the process of transmutation, it will seek outlets through purely physical channel. So if you can't learn how to express yourself through words, like that's why I've been writing, to express myself, because every time you feel in some type of way, it doesn't mean that you want to have sex. It means that your body wants to express things. So this is why I'm an artist, because my body wants to just express. I sing and I dance. I do my music. I do my poetry. I do my fashion. I do my hair because my body wants to express itself. And I have to give it the outlet. So this is why I do so much art. And I know people like, oh, you do a lot. And I should. And I should. let's move right along. Okay, I'm going to finish this passage right here. Okay. A river may be dammed and its water control for a time, but eventually it will force an outlet. The same is true of the emotion of sex. It may be submerged and controlled for a time, but its very nature calls its ever to be seeking a means of expression. If it is not transmuted into some creative effort, it will find a less positive, less productive outlet. Fortunate indeed. For those individuals who have discovered how to give their sexual emotion an outlet through some form of creative effort, for they have been that discovery lift themselves to a level of genius performance. And that's what I want to get to you. Because the Empress, I'm a genius. I'm giving y'all the genius performance right in front of your face. Check me out. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to give y'all that right there at the genius levels. At the genius levels is what I'm giving y'all, right? So the next thing I wanted to give y'all right now, it's only fair that I go ahead and give you guys a song, and then we're going to get into my genius performance. Okay, I'm going to give you guys another poem, and then I'm going to give you a few quotes here and there, guys, and then well, I'm going to give a few more shout outs, okay, and then we're going to wrap this baby up. And this is what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? Is just receiving your breakthrough. This artist right here is my cousin. His name is called Copper Flex, and it's called Breakthrough because I got my breakthrough. I'm thinking and I'm growing rich every single day. Let's get into it. Breakthrough is here. Let's go. Focus. Flex, Mr. Savory. Shout out to Mr. Savory, aka Copper Flex. That was Breakthrough. Some love that song there, because you know greatness run in my blood. Okay, so that was my cuz. Okay, so let's get into my genius performance. So I'm going to be reading from my book, I'm Dreaming Big, my poems and song book, which is now available on Amazon. Go type in Sheridana or Sheridana Fiona Wilson, and then this book will come up. You'll see the Empress on there. You know what I'm saying? I'm very proud of this book. Okay, so let's get into it. So this poem is called Flying at My Highest Altitude. Let's get into it. I'm a beautiful butterfly flying at my highest altitude. I'm hidden, but not forgotten. Stay in your now is what I tell myself. Stay humble and grateful. There's a spotlight on me. I have more than enough. God said, build it, and he would anoint it. I will never give up on my vision. I'm here to fight for what I want. So go fight. I trust in him. He's a good father. I am the daughter of the Most High. I'm a warrior goddess. Nothing can stop me. Nothing can break me. Nothing can hurt me anymore. I'm flying at my highest altitude. You said I'm your child, and I'm making my name great, and you're making my name great. Whether I like it or not, you are here for greatness. I pray you see that now. You are putting me on display I'll be celebrated because of you. I'll be known in this realm because of you. I'll be wealthy in this realm because of you. I will be healthy in this realm because of you. No matter what I may feel, that is unpleasant. I will always win because of you. Remember, some days my food may be delayed. Nevertheless, I will always eat. Everything about me will increase. I am currency. My wealth is inside me. I'm flying at my highest altitude. I am restoring, refreshing, and renewing myself each and every day with love. I will build and be bold. You are giving me the strategy and patience I need to build my empire, to sustain my empire. Congratulations! 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 Is what I hear from the universe as I follow my intuition and complete my goals. I am the child of the Most High. I am the child of the Most High. I am the child of the Most High. Remember, don't let your next move rob you from your now. I am flying at my highest altitude. I am above this world. I rise like the phoenix after betrayal and light the sky up with my glow and energy. I rise like the phoenix after betrayal and light the sky up with my glow and my energy. I am Sheridana, the warrior goddess, the one and only. Thank you. I hope you guys, you know what I'm saying? So that was called Flying at My Highest Altitude. Flying at My Highest Altitude from my book, I'm Dreaming Big. My poem and songbook. So that's part of my genius performance. I just want to just give y'all that. Okay, so the next thing I want to do is give a shout out to my other brand, Unity Fashion Institute. And what is Unity Fashion Institute? So Unity Fashion Institute mission is to unite, educate, and inspire the youth intellectually using the arts. UFI is an educational platform that provides online and in-person courses to mentor youth who are interested in fashion careers. Unity Fashion Institute is vertically integrated fashion design, development, and production house for emerging and high-end designers. So if you are interested in learning fashion design or you want to have a fashion design career, make sure you guys check, go to Google and type in Unity Fashion Institute and give us a call at 315-748-3229 or go to our Instagram at Unity Fashion Institute and give us a DM. And we have online and in-person classes and we will help you to manifest you becoming your greatest version and learning how to become a successful fashion designer. I'm super proud of my brand as well as my sister brand. It's called Unity Fashion Institute Foundation Incorporated. And I'm just so happy for our nonprofit. It's been a while. I've manifested this. I've been desiring a nonprofit for over like 12 years now. And the Most High, you know, helped me to navigate that about a year and a half ago. So shout out to the Most High. So what is Unity Fashion Institute Foundation? So Unity Fashion Institute Foundation Incorporated is a nonprofit organization that provides scholarships and educational supplies and resources to help people in need both domestically and abroad and to overtake other projects and program and activities. So basically it helps the sister company Unity Fashion Institute, but also it helps the community. So I want to give a big shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Hayden in Syracuse, New York that inspired me and just gave me the download and gave me, you know, kind of like the baton to have this nonprofit. So Miss Geneva Hayden, one of the best humanitarian, the most gentle, kind, you know, person that I know, and she basically got us to have a community garden and do Light the Candle for Literacy. Me and my family, we used to, you know, do performances. I used to show my collection. We do book bag giveaway and read books and stuff that like that. So that's why I wanted to continue to pave the wave, as my daughter elegantly say, pave the wave. So when the elder give you the baton to, you know, do your thing, you know, you must take it. When the Most High give you that the guidance to be able to, you know, help others, you need to take it. When he gives you, because I know I'm super passionate about that. Like, I love doing events for the community. Shout out to Kendrick. We used to have Furman Street Block Party where we have, you know, everybody, we will block our whole street off on Furman Street. We have the go-kart. We be doing double dutch. We have our barbecue. Shout out to Anthony and the Outley family. Anthony, you know, shout out to everybody who was a part of that. And we have, like, you know, artists in the community perform and stuff like that. So it was always a vibe. So I'm just so happy that the Most High let me meet certain people so I can become my greatest version. Because if Mrs. Hayden, especially if Mrs. Hayden was in my life, she wouldn't rub off so much on me in terms of giving back and in terms of, you know, being part of the community and using my gift and my talent to give back and share. So I'm super grateful for Miss Hayden and my Syracuse family. 100%. Okay. And so, guys, today I hope you guys appreciate the show. That, and then, you know, like I said, so shirt on this diary for fashionista is literally about my life. I don't have to really do too much because I just share my life with you guys. Like, my art is my life. So I just want to share with you that information. I'm giving you guys a few more quotes. We're going to give you a few more songs. And then we're going to tap out of this joint. And I'm just going to enjoy the rest of the day. The Most High say, yo, go and do something great. Something that you haven't done before. So that's why I say I'm going to do that. Okay, so let's get with our shout out. Shout out to Legacy, aka Tons of Blacks, aka Real Rich. Shout out to you. I want to do shout out to my son, Joseph Malby Dell. Shout out to my daughter, Isabella Shante Pierce Bedell. You know what I'm saying? I want to do a shout out to Kendrick T. Bedell. Give a shout out to me. Give a shout out to the people who appreciate me. And to my soul tribe, I want to give a big shout out to Syracuse University, as well as Handshake at Syracuse University. And who else? So as you guys know, I'm freestyling. So season 6 is all about freestyling, and that's what I've been doing, right? Okay, so yeah, so that's a shout out. Also shout out to James Dickerson. You know who you are. And yeah, shout out to my other brand, Sheridana's a Beauty Salon. Okay. Also my other who else? I think that's what I have for my shout outs right now. Oh God. I want you guys to go to my YouTube channel and subscribe at Sheridana. Our goal is to have 1 million subscribers. For right now, our goal is to have 1,000, right? So we could be able to reach more people and be able to help more people. And so go, if you're listening to this right now, go and subscribe to my YouTube channel. All right. Okay. So I'm going to give you guys a quote, and then I'm going to give you guys a song, and then we just going to, you know what I'm saying? Just vibe out. You know what I'm saying? My price went up since you last inquired. And that means monetary, and that means my time. Don't think I'm finna be chilling with you, because the Most High showed me that I shouldn't be chilling with you. Okay? Period. Mm-hmm. And yeah, work on things people can't take away. And that's what I've been doing, working on my empire that nobody can take my shit away. Okay? Because it's legacy over here. Okay, generational wealth over here. So, we're not playing with that. And my next quote is, this is your sign that somebody is going to catch your vibe and love it. Be patient. They're already on the way. Okay. Thank you, God. And I also want to say, when it hurts, observe. I'm gonna say that again. When it hurts, observe. Becoming your greatest version, you have to analyze every aspect of your life. And this season that I've been having, that the Most High I've been given, He's making me observe everything that triggers me, that bothers me, that makes me upset, that makes me happy, that excites me, so I can know how to heal myself, because I'm a healer. I heal people and I heal myself. But I have to learn how to stay grounded, right? So I know for me, this quote, when I say I'm a healer, I ain't lying. You don't know pain until you had to force yourself to stop loving someone you still care about, bruh. I'm about to pause on that one. Whew, deep breath on that one. Hold on, y'all. Let's do our healing. Let's inhale with me. Exhale slowly. You don't know pain until you have to force yourself to stop loving someone you still care about. When I say I know that pain, I know that. And the Most High did that to me a few times. And I'm like, you better learn your lesson, my girl. I let him say, you better learn your lesson. And I'm like, okay. So we just have to pay attention to certain things, right? So it's just crazy. People, I feel like what I've learned is some people will come in your life to test you, to come and see. The Most High gave you a lesson last season. Let's see, do you need to repeat this season again? And I'm like, no, God. No. Graduation. Congratulations. No, we don't need this lesson. We don't need this lesson again. We leveled up. We level up. Success, joy, freedom. Okay. You know, that's for us. Okay. Celebration. That's for us. Okay. Joy. That's for us. That's the season we on. Okay. So I'm gonna give you guys a song right now, and then I'm gonna go and just mind my business and drink my water and just angle myself, right? So I pray that you guys had a good time with me today. And it's only fair that I play this song because I saw the thing set up and I saw me angle it. Okay, this song is called Ooh Run Things. Shout out to one of my artists right here. It's called 3 Star. Shout out to 3 Star, my guy. Let's get into it. Oh, yeah, so Sarah Donna. Hey. Oh, Ronnie Astle. One to your local jacko. Make a local food and move like you win the lotto. But that one part, but when you do yourself, you can't move like better. You imitate a statue. Man, when you have your food fast and you're in a shim taco. Every day place like peanut and cheshire. You a fella gunman and your mother try stop you. Tell you to follow Jesus like look them mama check. Cause them know cheer in a joint us up. One bag a lipping with boy we no gas up. Them a move like a deep place. Them warm a shim. Uh-huh. It's a rock out session, y'all. Let's go. Hey. Yes. Uh-huh. Alrighty, yeah, so. The boy teeth away, the old knees away. He ran in the street of prayer. Me have to kill the beast away. Gun him down and lead him like a cheetah prey. If you're far friends away, you will keep the peace away. I just try right show. Be a tennis behavior and it's all your past show. Uh-huh. I'm in a man place and a labba labba. I try to learn it. Big split fat a grabba. I tell them so. Yeah, one bag a lipping with boy we naga so. Them a move like a deep place. Them one mash up but a full time. We show them fool. Already as well. Claim same make a top. Sweet same body blow a week in a lock up. Him a move right like him a get a gas up but a full time. We show them boy the young one and yes up. Come to them. Boy left the full strength. Alrighty, as well. Ooh, that song is just a vibes. That's just a vibes right there. Okay, so the next, since we on our rock out session right now, I want to give you guys the next song. Y'all already know how I feel about this song. I love this song. And this song is about, it's by, Titamus and Tanta Blocks, aka Legacy. And, this one is called Lifestyle Rich. And we're going to get into it right now. Okay. So, let's get into it right now.
Yo, Blizzard. Stand on my name. Stand on my name. Clips record. Rich. Atina. Titimus. Lanza Tata. Studios.
Rujigan. My life's a rich. Yeah, and it.
All of my friends them rich.
Uh-huh.
Rich. My life's damn rich. Rich. All of my girls
them dip. My life's starts. Work hard for the cheddar. To make my life better. Hey, Sierra Donna designed for my sweater. Hey. It's lifestyle, baby. Hey. But go hard for the moolah. Stomach clean and fresh. My lifestyle rich. Hey, baby. Hey. Sheridan's pump. Sheridan's design on my hip, though. Hey. Uh-huh. Shirt on designs, pump my wrist. Hey, my lifestyle rich.
From a wake up,
be rich.
As I see my walk,
rich.
Look at my teeth, rich. Like a chalk,
rich.
Tweet, tweet, look at tweet, real rich.
Hey,
repeat them,
rich.
Twitter, tweet them,
rich. Shirt Donna. Watch me. No, watch me. Very, hey. Hey, hey. My life's so rich.
All of me friend, them rich. My life's so rich. All of me girl,
them dip. But starship ship on my wrist.
And the ice on the train, imagine.
My life's so rich, yo.
Credit card and them skimmers. Touch the road if you get one for me. It's like someone like your emotional feeling. Someone in the mood, then if you're gone, I'll leave me.
My life's so rich. Hey, me girl, them dip. Them rich.
My life's so rich.
Hey, me girl, them dip. But that's it for me, wrist.
And the ice on the train, imagine.
My life's so rich. Oh. Hey, hey, hey. Yay, yay, yay. Work, 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 work. Hey, work, work. Hey, hey, yay, yay. Oh, shout out. Yo, Mr. The Most High have... Look how life crazy, though. Like, I think about it, like, I get to talk to all of the artists that I really love. Like, where did he do that at? Like, and I want to shout out to Tita Musk. I want to shout out to Tom the Block. I want to shout out to 3 Star. Like, all the artists that the music that I like, they're just fire. Like, period. Like, all the artists that I play, I get to talk to. I feel like that is, thank you. I'm grateful for that. You know what I'm saying? Because the Most High wanted us to connect because we have something that we're just to be, it's just legacy. It's what I'm saying. Speaking of that, what I want to do shout out to Bugle right now. Shout out to Bugle. He got a new song called Girl, a new song with Girl, and it's called Us, and we're going to get into it. Bugle, he's that man. He's the man, period. Let's get into it. You know what I'm saying? These are my soul tribe people. My soul tribe family. Let's get into it. This song is a vibe. All of the real man in the kingdom that know, like, yo, you need your empress. You desire your empress and you gotta treat her right. Okay? Oh, God. You already know you're tuned in to our rock out session. Pull it up. Yes.
You're my skin, I am your bone.
Period.
There's no lover like you.
Nope.
No one loves me like you.
Period.
If there's no me, there's no you.
Tell them no, Bugle. Tell them no.
No one else hey. Can love me.
No one else can love me. It's my part. Wake up, makeup.
My place. Date night. Night date. Let's get married while we migrate through the tropical climate. I don't know why. Sometimes I will, sometimes I won't. Yeah. I'll always do it if you don't. Yeah.
Vibes. vibes. You know what I'm saying? That was Bugle with Girl Call Us. We're going to get into the next room. We're going all the way across the world, all the way to Africa. We were just in JA. Now we're going to Africa right now, to the one and only World. Okay, and this one's called Show You Off, because my king, I was at Show Me Off. Like, I get to know everybody who he loves, period. Cheesy. He loves Show Me Off. Hey, work. You're now tuned in to the Rock Out Session for Shirt On. It's a diary of the fashionista. Let's get into it. World, Show You All, featuring Washe, Fire, and Shazzy.
Honest, I know I've been lost, but I'm still trying. Don't stop shining your light on me, make a glow. Don't stop shining your lights on me, no. I'll be good, I'll be cool. Ain't no rush to take you home now. Night is young, still alive. Look like an angel, keep your dress on.
He called me his earth angel. Step in the room and
work. Show you all. World, let me show you all. I'm so beautiful. Do you mind if I show you all?
I said no, baby.
Show you all, show you love. I'm honest. I can't keep my hands to myself. It's your world. Show
no, it's my world. No, 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 it's my universe. Need it, that city. Hey. It's not just your life for me, no. I'll be good. Ain't no rush to take you home now. The night is young.
Still alive. You look so good. I just want to show you off.
To the world, let me show you off.
You're so beautiful. In your mind, if I show you off. Show you off, show you off, show you off.
Stuck in a room with you.
Show you off.
To the world, let me show you off. Show you off. To the world, let me show you all. You're so beautiful, do you mind if I show you all? Show you all, show you all, show you all.
Show you all,
show you all, show you all. Da 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 da. La di 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 da, la di 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 da di da, la di 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 da, la di 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 da di da, la di 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 da, la di 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 da di da. Ooh, okay, guys. So that was World. And that's going to conclude our Rock Out Session. I hope you guys had fun with me. I want to leave you guys to let you guys know, go and check out my Amazon store, which is on Amazon for my books. Like I said, we have a special going on for our series for Blue Eyes, a Magnificent Dog. You can get both the books for $19.98 when you buy both of them. And if you buy one, it's $9.99. So to learn a little bit more, so what is Blue Eyes, the Magnificent Dog book is about. So join Blue Eyes, and a manifest dog with striking blue eyes, but it turned brown too, on an exciting adventure in his heartwarming children book. Discover the heartwarming story on how Blue Eyes came into the life of his human friends and the special bond they share. In the second book of the series, readers will get to know Blue Eyes and his new family
readers will get to know Blue Eyes and his new family ever better. With beautiful illustration and an engaging storyline, children will be captivated by the lovable character and his exciting adventures. This book is a great choice for kids who love animals, particularly dogs, and are looking for an entertaining and educational read. It's recommended for elementary and middle school students who are learning to read and want to improve their vocabulary. So, get ready to fall and walk in love with Blue Eyes and follow along on his journey. This book is sure to become a treasure addition to any young readers. And the sweet thing, bonus I want to let you guys know, I'll let you hear our Audible sample in a bit, but the sweet thing I did for this book, which I noticed that other books didn't do for children, is have a space for children to actually start writing. And I think it's very important, imperative, that we start to have our children start to write at an early age so they can kind of learn how to express themselves. You see, we were talking about transmuting. So this is an outlet that a child, even if they don't become like a professional writer, this could be an outlet that they can use to express themselves without going in a negative path. So without further ado, I wanted to encourage our children to continue to become their greatest version. So here's a sample.
We would like to thank you, our readers, for choosing to purchase this book, Blue Eyes, the Magnificent Dog, How We First Met. It's not just a book. It's a tribute to our family dog, Blue Eyes, who was a beloved member of our family for over a decade. His loss in the summer of 2021 was a difficult time for us. And writing this book has been a way for us to honor his memory. This book is the second in a series, and we are grateful for your support in our efforts to celebrate the life of such a special dog. If you haven't yet read the first book from the series, it's now available on Amazon.
So that's just a part of the introduction to the book. So if you wanted to also get it on Audible, it's also available on Audible as well. Okay, so yeah, go and be great. Thank you guys for joining me for Sheridan's Diary of a Fashionista. And I'm going to share with you guys one of my favorite quotes. And it goes, "Do not confuse a creator with a dreamer. A dreamer only dreams, but a creator, she or he will always bring their dreams into reality." So I want to tell you guys and encourage you guys, go and become your greatest version. Dream big. Write your thoughts down. Once you think them, you write it down, then they are yours. If you need a journals, we have journals available, or just get a piece of paper, whatever you have to do to just write it down, and encourage your kids to be able to do the same as well, right? So go and be great. And it was super fun to be able to vibe with you guys, right? So while we about to take the flight, we gonna give you guys a little situation, and this is by Summer Walker. I'm just gonna give you a little sample. We're gonna give you guys a little sample, and then we're just gonna just fade it out, guys. Go and be great and have an amazing day. Make sure you guys shop Sheridan Designs and follow us on Instagram and as well as YouTube. Okay, let's get into it. Summer Walker, "Girls Need Love."
Honestly, I'm trying to stay focused. You must think I got to be strong. You might say I don't think I can wait. I just need it now. Let it swing my way. I just need some love. tired of fucking with these lying niggas, baby, I just need a thug. Won't you be my plug, ayy? You could be the one, ayy. We can start with a handshake, baby, I'ma need more than a hug. Girls can't never say they want it. Girls can't never say yeah. Girls can't never say they need it. Girls can't never say nah. Girls can't never say they want it. Girls can't never say how. Girls can't never say they need it. Girls can't never say nah. Oh nah, give it to me like you need it, baby. Want you to hear me screaming every breathing. I don't need a reason, baby. I want it till you can't buy. I can give it to you right, baby. I wanna be healing. I can be real good. Please don't get in your feelings. Hey, I need some love. Hey, I need some love. Hey, I need some love. Hey, and you can die.
Vibes. Go and love yourself, love on yourself. The thing that you ask from people, give it to yourself first, and then the Most High is going to bless you with it. Without further ado, go and be great. I love you guys. Have an amazing day. Peace.